Welcome to Stop One, Oak Ridge and the Fields. You are standing at the epicenter of the July 1st, 1863 battlefield, where the Union Army collapsed in full retreat, racing past you toward the town of Gettysburg and the heights of Cemetery Hill. Battles are often understood according to lines of advance, but this tour follows a retreat, a unique way of approaching Civil War battles and understanding the Battle of Gettysburg specifically. From Oak Ridge on your left to the Pennsylvania College campus behind you, the roar of musket and cannon fire could be heard all around as two great armies converged. You stand near the positions of the Union 1st and 11th Corps. Men from the 1st Corps under General Robinson prepared to meet the impending battle on the ridgeline you see to your left, forming against a low stone wall just out of sight. Before you, the Union 11th Corps, comprised mainly of German soldiers, maneuvered into defensive positions and made ready to engage the Confederates. Many soldiers of the 11th hoped the day's fighting would help the Corps shed the stigma of cowardice that had plagued them since May of that year, following their retreat from the field of battle at Chancellorsville in the wake of a surprise attack by Stonewall Jackson. The Union line, positioned on the land in front of you, successfully warded off the first great waves of oncoming Confederates, but this was not to last. Despite the initial strength of the Union defense, a Confederate division under the command of General Jubal Early swept down the Carlisle and Harrisburg roads to your right and smashed into the flank of the 11th Corps on Barlow's Knoll, located to your right and marked with a tall white flagpole. This aided in the rapid dissolution of the Union line. Union forces retreated en masse, sweeping across the fields in front of you, heading towards the campus grounds. Surrounded by the smoke and din of battle, the Union men left their dying and dead on the field. They threw aside heavy equipment and gear, all in a desperate gamble to escape being captured or killed by the enemy. From haversacks to muskets, nothing that hampered movement was spared, but the collapse of the outflanked Union line and the retreat of the shattered 11th Corps across the fields in front of you into Gettysburg only helped to bolster the Corps' reputation for cowardice. The fleeing Federals poured in like ceaseless waves and threatened to overwhelm all that did not flee before them, as one soldier remembered who had observed their retreat. In this light, the 11th's removal from the field is presented as one of panic, chaos, and disorganization, in which men gave in to their immediate impulses to run. The ground you stand on reminds us that no matter soldiers' reasons or intentions, their responses to the events of battle were not always characterized by glorious heroism. For those Union troops who survived their desperate fight on this ground and found themselves caught in the scramble of retreat, the college campus served as the backdrop for a different kind of struggle to reclaim and restore a severely damaged sense of pride and core identity.